I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, NDC delegates decide fate of parliamentary aspirants today. Security experts describes lack of decorum in choice of words by politicians as not healthy for nation's peace and stability. Ghana Physician Assistance Association calls for immediate suspension of capitation being piloted in the Ashanti region. Nigeria's second largest city Kano under 24-hour curfew. Argentine left-wing activists warned Buenos Aires to break off diplomatic ties with London as the two countries disagree over the status of Falkland Islands. And 16 African countries begin campaign in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon to lift Cup of Nations trophy. First, the summary with Mercy Sua.
NDC party delegates will today elect their parliamentary candidates for the December elections. The Central Regional Deputy Director of the Electoral Commission, Sribo Kwaku, said his outfit has procured all the needed logistics to ensure clean and fair exercise. The Director of Research and Academic Affairs at the Kofi Annan Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Kwesi Enin, says intemperate language used by politicians on the airwaves has a tendency to affect the stability of the country if not stopped. He said the center is embarking on a research to determine the dangers of this behavior. The Ghana Physicians Assistance Association has called for the immediate suspension of the capitation being piloted in the Ashanti region by the National Health Insurance Authority. Speaking at a news conference in Kumasi, the national president of the association, Chief Bandana Imoru, said the suspension will give room for more consultation and public education. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed on Nigeria's largest city, Kano, after 7 people were killed in coordinated bomb attacks in the north of the country. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram, which has been behind a recent campaign of violence in the Muslim north, has claimed responsibility for the attack. And 16 African countries will today begin to battle for the Africa Cup of Nations trophy in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon. Equatorial Guinea, being the co-host nation, will open the match by playing with Libya at Bata. The second match of the day will be between Senegal and Zambia. The tournament is expected to end on February 12.
Radio Ghana News. Accurate, fair, balanced, and total.
The news in detail. The fate of NDC parliamentary aspirants will be decided today when party delegates go to the polls to elect their preferred candidates for the December general elections. The primaries will take place in constituencies with NDC sitting MPs across the country. The election in the Greater Accra region and some constituencies affected by the creation of new districts is on hold. Speaking last night on our news and current affairs program Behind the News, the Central Regional Deputy Director of the Electoral Commission, Sribo Kwaku, said measures are in place to ensure the NDC has a clean and fair electoral exercise. Mr. Kwaku said they have procured the needed logistics for the primaries in the region, which will take place in 10 out of the 11 constituencies. He spoke to Abraham Asari.
We are just supervising the elections for the NDC. So they have finished printing their ballot papers. They have submitted their voters to the delegates list. So we met the Bishop says concerned and we have submitted the ballot paper and the register to them. So as I would say, everything is now ready for the exercise.
And are you supervising this election in all constituencies in the central region?
Yeah, we have we have 11 constituencies which are being occupied by the NDC. But I would say they are saying that because they are going to create a new district that is Kaswa. So we are not going to conduct election in Kaswa. Therefore, we are going to do that in 10 of the 11 constituencies.
So when is it starting?
I think they are starting 9 o'clock at each of the constituencies.
And by 5 p.m., I'm sure that it will be over.
Well, it will depend on the readiness of the party. If they can, as they have planned to start at 9 o'clock, then look, it will also depend on the number of delegates. You know, each constituency has its number of polling stations. Some have an average of about 500, 400, and the rest. So it will depend on when the party itself will be ready, the delegates. But I believe that all is being by 5 o'clock, we should have finished all of the time.
Speaking on the same platform, the Western Region Director of the Electoral Commission, Stephen Opoku-Mensah, said the EC has discussed the entire process with the NDC region executive, including the provision of security in the constituencies.
In the Western Region, you are prepared for primaries. You are conducting the primaries for 5 districts, 5 constituencies. As I said, he also Sesha Kontomla, Aurin, Slamman, and Amefi Central. So everything is set. You have spent the ballot papers, you have spent the business and the sales, and you have even met the regional party delegates. You have told them that we need security presence at all the people that we are conducting the election. So I think that all is set for the primaries tomorrow.
Are they providing security themselves, or the EC is working out its security arrangement? I heard you say you requested from them. Is that the case?
In every election, there's the possibility of conflicts and problems here and there. But to avert possible conflicts, we advise the participants to see the police commanders so that they bring security present. We are not anticipating any violence, but want to avert such a situation to be forearmed, to be one forearmed. That's why we want to do that.
Western Region Director of the Electoral Commission, Stephen Opoku-Mensah. The Deputy Rector of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GEMPA, Dr. Samoni Noyashon, says protecting the peace is crucial, especially in an election year. With this, he stressed the need for leaders to build their knowledge in critical areas like conflict, peace and security. Dr. Ashon was speaking at the matriculation for the Master of Arts in Conflict, Peace and Security at the Kofianan Peacekeeping Training Center in Accra. Linda Goji was there and has filed this report.
Dr. Samuel Ashon said conflict management and security are essential to the stability of every country. With this, he said leaders should be dedicated to building knowledge in conflict management. The commandant of the Kofi Annan Peacekeeping Training Center, Air Vice Marshal Christian Duvlo, said the introduction of the Masters of Arts in Conflict, Peace and Security program will go a long way in building the capacity of leaders in security issues. He also announced that the center is developing a second postgraduate Masters of Arts program in gender, peace and security. This, he said, will provide the opportunity for gender issues to be addressed properly in conflict management.
We believe it's another attestation of our quest to become a leading institution for research and training in peace and security, not only in Africa, but worldwide. The launch and inauguration of this program charted a new course for this center. It opened additional avenues for us to not only build capacity, but also add to knowledge in the area of peace and security. The second postgraduate program will start at this center this year. That is the Master of Arts in Gender, Peace and Security.
50 students matriculated for the Masters of Arts in Conflict, Peace and Security program. It included students from Ghana, Nigeria, Liberia, Gambia, Afghanistan and Cameroon.
Linda Goji reporting. Still on security, the Director of Research and Academic Affairs at the Kushana International Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Kwesi Enin, has described as disturbing and frightening the lack of decorum in the choice of words used by politicians in the media. This, he said, can affect the stability that the country is enjoying, especially in an election year. Dr. Enin stated that it is in this regard that the center has embarked on a research to determine the dangers of the use of intemperate language on the political space. He said the outcome of the research will be used to ensure that political leaders and their supporters become more cautious of their choice of words.
The work that we are doing attempts to explore how the Ghanaian political space uses language in ways that I find extremely disturbing. Now, you mentioned the media in particular. If we do a random sampling of, say, newspapers over the past 6 months, you would notice that the headlines are so disturbing, are so frightening, creating the impression that this country is on the verge of having political problems. But if you read the story, it does not relate to the headline. But it's not just a matter of the media. I think it also deals with the choice of words and expressions used by the political class. That sometimes is insightful, that creates fear, that creates uncertainty. So the essence of the research is to use the results to discuss with those who lead and the political economic elite to be more cautious of their choice of words, and certainly also of the media, to ensure that there is peace in this country. The key finding is that every time one uses a language that is insightful, threatening, or abusive, it leads to a reaction in which the next person wants to say something much worse or wants to respond to it. What it does is that it creates a sense of fear, of insecurity, and eventually it can create some instability. We want to use this study as a conflict prevention tool of ensuring that those who want to govern and those who do govern are cautious about their usage of language and then the abuse of language. Well, I think upcoming elections is something that we need to be conscious of in terms of the allure of the power that whoever wins election 2012 is going to have. The only country we have is Ghana. We cannot seek asylum in Togo. We certainly can't go to La Côte d'Ivoire and not Burkina Faso. The only place we have if we need to escape is the sea. So I think those who want to govern must ensure that they use temperate language, language that brings hope, language that brings peace, language that is calming, so that we can continue to build this wonderful country.
Dr. Kwesi Enin of the Kushanan Peacekeeping Training Center. The Ministry of Food and Agriculture, in conjunction with the Fisheries Commission, will, with effect from 1st February 2012, suspend the issuing of new fishing licenses and the replacement of old fishing vessels until further notice. The suspension also includes permission to import and operate fishing vessels. A statement signed by the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, says the move will ensure the conservation and management of fisheries resources to achieve the objectives of the Ghana Fisheries and Aquaculture Sector Development Plan. The statement urged stakeholders and operators in the fishing industry and the public to bear with the ministry as it strives to implement measures that will sustain the fishing resources of the country. The Ghana Physician Assistance Association has called for immediate suspension of the capitation being piloted in the Ashanti region by the National Health Insurance Authority. The suspension, according to the association, is to give room for more consultation and public education as members of the public and the entire medical workers who are the implementers of the policy are not well informed about how the policy should operate. Speaking at a news conference in Kumasi, the national president of the association, Chief Bandana Imoro, said the association is not against the policy and that what it has observed is the confused nature of the policy which is compounding the healthcare system that the policy intends to improve. He said what is more disturbing is the capitation rate per patient pegged at 1 cedi 30 pesos. Chief Imoro said the association is suggesting 10 Ghana cedis instead when it is reintroduced at a later date. He said the choice of the Ashanti region for the pilot program is wrong considering the population of about 5 million. TV Morrison reports within the association indicates that patients are rather dying, while OPD attendance at medical facilities has also reduced because patients who are yet to choose the facility are turned down. He said the association is ever ready to support government's policy that will make healthcare financing affordable to all, irrespective of one's economic status and social background, but will insist that the introduction of any such policy must include the inputs of what the association called people who are charged of ensuring that the policy works. The Volta Region Minister Joseph Aminwode has commended the Ghana Coalition of NGOs in Health for supporting healthcare delivery in the country. He however cautioned NGOs who are not living up to expectation that the government cannot afford to award contracts to them. He called for the collaboration of all stakeholders to enable the country to attain the Millennium Development Goals by 2015. Mr. Aminwode made the remark in a speech read on his behalf at the first Ghana Coalition of NGOs in Health's Volta Region Media Encounter in Hull. The Volta Region Minister reiterated the need to equip the media with appropriate technologies to help fight the incidence of HIV and AIDS infection. The Hull Municipal Director of Health, Dr. Achuse Kokwewu, took the media practitioners through lessons of sexual and reproductive health. The Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly yesterday resumed its decongestional structures at identified locations in the city where hawkers and transport operators have created congestion. The situation has thereby endangered lives as pedestrians and vehicles compete for space. The demolition follows the expiry of the ultimatum to all traders, hawkers and transport operators plying their businesses at unauthorized places within the metropolis to move or be removed. The Metropolitan Chief Executive Summer Sapon led personnel of the Striking Force Unit of the Police Service and KMA Decongestion Task Force to clear vehicles and structures along the Ashanti New Town Road and the Shami Roundabout in Broome Road of all unauthorized commercial vehicles, traders and hawkers. He said the evictees from the race course have no excuse to refuse relocating to their Binchi Market, renamed Efiakobi Market, since it is meant to resettle them. Mr. Sapon said the decongestion will continue to rid the city of undisciplined behavior and warned against politicization of what is happening. However, the station master of the Wahamili Transport Union, Isaka Salifu, said transport operators flying the northern regions from Kumasi will find it very difficult to relocate at the Efiakobi Market as the area for commercial vehicles is too small to accommodate big trucks. He said the decongestion will disorganize them and passengers flying the route and apply to the KMA to relocate them to an open space on the Kumasi Ofinsu route if possible. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, the major stories. NDC delegates to decide fate of parliamentary aspirants today. Security experts describes lack of decorum in choice of words by politicians as not healthy for nation's peace and stability. Ghana Physician Assistance Association calls for immediate suspension of capitation being piloted in the Ashanti region. Nigeria's second largest city, Kano, under 24-hour curfew. Argentine left-wing activists wants Buenos Aires to break off diplomatic ties with London as the two countries disagree over the status of Falkland Islands. And 16 African countries begin campaign in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon to lift Cup of Nations trophy. The Volta River Authority is exploring the possibility of establishing a 10-megawatt capacity solar power plant in 4 identified sites to supplement power supply in the northern part of the country. The facility, which commensurates with the clean development mechanism of reducing greenhouse gas emission, is to be set up at Navungo in the upper east, Kalio, Lora and Jirapa in the upper west to benefit over 800 households. This came to light at a stakeholders forum on the project at Kalio in the Nadolig district. Correspondent William Usubwating has sent this report.
The photovoltaic power plant, if it comes into operation, will be the first of its kind in the country in terms of its size and nature. The project, which is said to be cost-effective and climatic-friendly, seeks to rectify the huge losses incurred by the VRA in transferring hydropower. Elaborating on the project, a senior officer at the Engineering Services Department of the VRA, Khalil Abdullah, said the facility will be installed in two phases at a total cost of $40 million. He said the power generation site at Navrongo being funded from the internally generated funds of the VRA at a cost of $8 million is the first to take off this year, as the grant preparation has reached an advanced stage. The regional minister, Alhaji Isahaku Salia, expressed optimism that the project, when executed, will help improve the living standards of the people. He said government has made funds available to get 400 communities in the region hooked on to the national electricity grid under the Rural Electrification Project.
William Usubwaten filed that report. The Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology has taken delivery of 456 laptop computers from RLG Communications. The Deputy Minister of MES, Dr. Omani Buama, who received the computers, said the delivery is the second batch of laptop computers under the Better Ghana Agenda ICT project. Naja B. Agu reports.
The program, which is designed to enhance teaching and learning of science, mathematics and technology in educational institutions, was initiated last year. Under the program, RLG was tasked to produce 9,000 locally manufactured laptops for distribution. Receiving the computers, Dr. Omani Buama indicated that his ministry has distributed about 6,220 laptops to various universities, polytechnics and individuals across the country. He said students were selected through an application to the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology. The Deputy Minister explained that students who apply to the ministry should check for their names in the Ghanaian Times newspaper and visit any RLG center with their student ID cards for their laptops. He said his outfit has, however, closed applications and will reopen in mid-February. Dr. Buama reaffirmed government's commitment to ICT development and advised the students to desist from cyber fraud.
Najabli Ago reporting. Now in football, the battle for the Africa Cup of Nations trophy begins today with co-host nation Equatorial Guinea squaring it up with Libya at Bata, which is one of the venues for the tournament. The second match for the day will see Senegal and Zambia in action. Ghana's Black Stars are in Group D with Guinea, Mali and Botswana. The tournament, being co-hosted by Equatorial Guinea and Gabon, ends on the 12th of February, with the likes of Egypt and Nigeria not among the 16 finalists. Some sports analysts have tipped the Black Stars to win the 28th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. Now, the Deputy Minister of Sports, Nino Tidria, says government has put everything in place to motivate the Black Stars to put out their best at the 28th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. He announced that the Vice President will be visiting the team to further boost their morale as they begin the campaign for the 5th championship title in the camp. He spoke to Abraham Asari on Behind the News.
Certainly, the Black Stars are well motivated. Government has provided everything that they need for their preparations for this tournament before they left for South Africa. And their bonuses, per diem, and what appearance fees and everything has been worked upon. And these are the things that will motivate them. To give them a hyper motivation, on Sunday, His Excellency the Vice President is visiting them. He will go to Gabon and visit them, talk to them, raise their morale, and ensure that they win their matches and qualify to the next of the competition.
What kind of promises have you given them? Or is the Vice President going to promise them anything on Sunday?
Well, no, normally, there are no promises. You know, when the under 20 won the competition in Egypt, for example, they were not giving any promise. But when they won, they were giving money. They were compensated. The Black Stars, when they played the Africa Cup of Nations in Angola and go to the final, they were not promised. But normally, the government and for that matter, either His Excellency the President or the Vice President, we will talk to them and assure them that when you bring hope and glory to the country, certainly the country will reward you accordingly. So that is the thing. Therefore, I believe that if they are able to win the trophy, or appreciate whatever the government will do for them.
You have followed sports the whole of your life until you became a politician. What is your candid assessment of the team we have?
I believe that we have an all-round team. We should be able to carry the days for us and to reach a better zone and finally to win.
Deputy Minister of Sports Nino Tidua, meanwhile, former Black Stars player Mohamed Polo, says though it is clear that the Black Stars are tipped as favourites of the tournament, they should not rest on their oars. Speaking on Behind the News, the man best known as the dribbling magician said though many of the teams in the tournament are underdogs, they equally fought to qualify, so the Black Stars must not underrate any team. He spoke to Abraham Asari.
Speaking that is injuring the Ghanaians that it is time for us to, you know, bring the cup because of the last performance in Angola. If you look at the performance, there was no expectation from them. If you look at the players that went, the majority were under 20.
But they were World Cup winners at the youth level.
And if we talk about World Cup winners under 20, it's a different thing. It's really, we're taking that age group, it's quite a different thing. But these youngsters, without any exposure at that, you know, Nations Cup level, they were able to go there and did their best, and their best was to come to the final. Unfortunately, lack of exposure proved them that they didn't take the cup. Otherwise, they would have got the cup for us. But now that all these youngsters are still there, majority of them are there, and they are matured, you know, within these few years, with the matured ones also ready, you know, to make history for themselves. It looks very clear if something got to come out of it this time. And that is the reason why Ghanaians are 100% sure. But it cannot happen without a fight. They have to work very, very hard from the word go up to the end. It's very, very important.
Do you think our chances are bright because Nigeria, Egypt, South Africa, Cameroon are not there?
On the other side, that is how it looks like. But then you cannot take anything from those who have qualified. There are a lot of favorites still there, like Senegal that talking about. And
a former Black Stars player, Mohamed Polo, talking to Abraham Asari. We'll be back after this break.
Life on campus no be easy, so I don't want to pay double when I can pay half the price. That's why I moved to Airtel. Now me and my boys are hooked up with Airtel 24/7.
Everywhere you turn, people are moving in their numbers to the best in voice and data network. So feel free to move with your number to the most affordable and the fastest growing mobile network in Ghana. Airtel. Feel free.
A fear about color for anibo a full naso. Common in Brunibe tre cholera. Kibetis for Nufukan nu in Chulibi. Unko Fukan ji a jibu kamuwale. Nufukan baka afia. Nka kuya. Kumwere. Sle malamalan in your asipti. Nemulon femu. Nasona seben wora. Ne fear manting in pemo. So. Nu in Chulele. Asi pompe bu in Chutu. Unko ndangamo point in kanu. Elanu support. For fenu nene. Nakoya point. Nkampe a jibi. Nam for fenu nene. Nufukan. Mbonfol. Unko fukan. El Sasopo, for Afantamo Fukai Fotandange, Epo, Nko, Kadiva Soloso, Nene, Ninchu Lele, Point, Nkanji, Nko, Ndange, Danga Jibina Nene, Kainfoto, Ajibdangaswa, to Awo Kabetuchi, and Sinin Jamu Nabetusi, Ne Esia Kang, Pefwa, Nu ORS, Nkan Sile, Yu Asipti, Besen Nancheto, Njo Cholera, Aboyere, Si, Anibudumuo, Kabesum Asipti, Minister of Health and Ghana Health Service.
Welcome back. Nigerian authorities have imposed a 24-hour curfew in Kano after seven people were killed in coordinated bomb attacks in the northern Nigerian city. Police stations and the regional police headquarters were among the targets. Reports say gunfire was also heard in several locations. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram says it carried out the attacks. The group has been behind recent campaign of violence in the mainly Muslim north. Meanwhile, organizers of a controversial civil activist mass rally set for today in the commercial capital Lagos called off the event in light of the attacks. Argentine left-wing activists have protested outside the British Embassy in Buenos Aires following disagreements over the status of the Falkland Islands. The protesters who burnt the union flags in front of the embassy want Argentina to break off diplomatic relations with the UK over the Falkland Islands dispute. Tension has been increasing ahead of the 30th anniversary of the Falklands War. Now to end the news, the main points again. NDC party delegates will today elect their parliamentary candidates for the December elections. The Director of Research and Academic Affairs at the Koshanan Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Kwesi Enin, says intemperate language used by politicians on the airwaves has a tendency to affect the stability of the country, if not stopped. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed on Nigeria's largest city, Kano, after seven people were killed in coordinated bomb attacks in the north of the country, and 16 African countries will today begin to battle for the Africa Cup of Nations trophy in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon. Equatorial Guinea, being the co-host nation, will open the match by playing with Libya at Bata. The second match of the day will be between Senegal and Zambia. The news was presented by Agatha Samoa in Accra.